If you pinpoint saw it, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Wednesday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send in much needed fundage. Make sure you make your check or money order payable to RBN and get that in here because you're supporting free speech, which ain't free. And you are securing the future of your children and grandchildren and their ability to speak freely under the this great constitution of the former republic that I fear is dead. I've been doing a series and mentioning, you know, the tornado and doing coverage of it without trying to overboard, without trying to you know, do too much. And I've got a few interviews lined up. It's just very difficult because everybody that experienced the tornado is still rebuilding their lives, literally. But I wanted to include a sermon clip from one of our local West Kentucky pastors, Pastor B, and he's going to be doing a little bit of a sermon as response to the tornado. Let's roll that clip, Mike. It'll take us right up to the break.
If you have your Bible for a few moments, open up to the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah and chapter number 46. It was Friday night. This massive tornado came through our land. One of the longest in history, if not the longest. Almost a mile wide. And caused massive, massive destruction. And raised many, many questions for some people. In order to make sense of things in this world, in order to keep yourself from losing your mind, in order to eliminate anxiety, in order to give God the most glory, you must view catastrophic events such as this tornado that just occurred through the lens of the absolute sovereignty of God over all things.
Amen.
That's right.
The things I say out of love. And what we need is we need a view of God.
Amen.
When King Uzziah died, Isaiah walked into the temple when things were really bad. And he saw the Lord high and lifted up. We need to know who God is.
Right.
And we need the truth.
Amen.
Whether it hurts or whether it helps, we need the truth.
Amen.
In Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 11. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. What God's saying is I'm unique. I'm one of a kind. There's nobody like me. My godness is demonstrated in verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things not yet done. So here, God is declaring what the end will be, as if he's standing at the beginning.
Yep.
He knows the future, in other words. He declares the end from the beginning, meaning he knows the future.
Yes.
Now, how does he know the future? The next part of the verse. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. The way that God knows the future is because he has given counsel to the future to be what it will be.
Amen.
Right.
The decree of God of what will be is how God knows.
Right.
He doesn't look ahead and see what's going to happen.
That's right.
He gives counsel. Him and the future talk, and he tells the future counsel what to do.
That's right.
And that's how he knows the end from the beginning. His counsel will stand, and I will accomplish my purpose, he says. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, I will bring it to pass, God says. I have purpose, and I will do it. God didn't simply know the tornado was going to happen. He didn't simply react to the tornado happening. He doesn't simply use the tornado that happened. He intentionally willed and specifically directed the tornado to happen.
Yes.
Right.
Now that's very different than you're going to see on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, God knew what was going to... No, he willed it. He sent it. He directed it.
Right. Amen.
This is God.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:11 says, He works all things after the counsel of His will. Mm-hmm. He works all things after His own will. The all things include the fall of sparrows, Matthew 10:29. The rolling of dice. Proverbs 16:33 says, The lot is cast in the lap, but it's every decision is from the Lord.
Right.
When you reach into the Scrabble game and you throw your dice, the way that it lands is how the Lord directed it to land.
Right.
Every roll of the dice, this chance circumstance of dice, is directed by God.
That's
included in the all things. The decision of kings is included in this. Proverbs 21:1 says the king's heart is in God's hand and God turns it wherever He wants.
Amen.
God determines the direction that Joe Biden will go or not go.
That's right. Yeah.
God determines.
That's right.
His heart's in God's hand. The all things that He works includes the decisions of kings and presidents. The suffering of saints He works. 1 Peter 4:19. The completion of travel plans, James 4:15. You go here or there. Rather, you should say, if the Lord wills, we'll go here or there.
Right.
The persecution of Christians is in the things He is intentionally working.
Yes.
Hebrews 12:4-7. The repentance of souls, 2 Timothy 2:25. Repentance has to be given by God.
Yes, right.
The gift of faith, Philippians 1:29. You can't believe. God must give you faith.
Right.
That's part of the all things He's working. He gives faith to some. He gives repentance to some. The giving and taking of life. When you're born, when you're going to die. 1 Samuel 2:6 belongs to the Lord.
That's right.
He determines when you're going to be born. He determines when you're going to die. The crucifixion of Jesus. Acts 4:27-28. And this all things that He works after the counsel of His will includes this tornado.
Right. That's right.
Amos 3:6, does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? Did disaster come to Mayfield? Did the Lord do it? Yes. Isaiah 45:7, I form light, I create darkness. I make well-being and I create calamity.
Right.
I am the Lord who does all these things. Do you have room in your theology for this kind of God?
Amen.
Lamentations 3:37-38. Who has spoken and it came to pass unless the Lord commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that good and bad come?
Yeah.
That's in the Bible. Job understood this.
Yep.
He went through a calamity, didn't he?
Right.
Job 2:10. Shall we receive good from God and shall we not receive evil also? He had a view of God that we need to have. But how do we then go from a general sovereignty overall to a specific event, including this tornado? Well, let me make the point that God doesn't allow the weather to happen. He commands it and directs it intentionally. In Jonah 1:4, the Lord hurled a great wind on the sea, causing a massive storm. And this was the kind of a hurling of a wind, probably a hurricane, that made the sailors who were used to storms, they were afraid. This was huge, a huge hurricane that He caused to happen. Exodus 14:21, the Lord swept back the sea by a strong east wind. He sent a wind and it split the sea in half and then drowned Pharaoh and his army in it afterwards. Jonah 4:8, the Lord appointed an east wind. The Lord appointed the east wind to come. 1 Samuel 12:18, the Lord sent thunder and rain. Job 38:25, God clefts a channel for the rain to fall in, and He prepares the landing place for the lightning to strike.
That's right. That's right.
He prepares the place where He's going to put it.
Yeah.
Psalm 147:16, God gives the snow and He scatters frost. In verse 17, He hurls down crystals of ice. 6 feet of snow, 12 feet of snow, that came from God. He
right.
did that. And then He sends His word out and melts it all when He's done. Psalm 148:7-8. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the deeps. Listen, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word. stormy wind fulfills His word. God ordained, willed, sent, and specifically directed this tornado. Psalm 135, 6 through 7. Whatever the Lord pleases, He does. In heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain, and He brings forth the wind from His storehouses. He brings forth the wind from His storehouses. Turn with me now to Job. Job 36. Job 36, 26. Behold, God is great, and we know Him not. The number of His years is unsearchable. For He draws up the drops of water, they distill His mist and rain, which the skies pour down and drop on mankind abundantly. Can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds, the thunderings of His pavilion? Behold, He scatters His lightning about Him and covers the roots of the sea. For by these He judges peoples. He uses the weather to judge. He gives food in abundance. He uses the weather to bless. Verse 32, He covers His hands with the lightning. He commands it to strike the mark. He commands the lightning bolt. Verse 33, its crashing declares His presence. Cattle also declare that He rises. Where was God when the tornado happened? It's asked. Where was it? Where was He? He was in the tornado. The tornado declared His presence. Flip over to Psalm 104. God is in the tornado. The tornado declares His presence. Psalm 104, verse 3. He lays the beams of His chamber on the waters. He makes the clouds His chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes His messengers winds, His ministers of flaming fire. God rides the back of the tornado. He's in the tornado. He's not trying to catch up to it. He's not trying to react to it. He's riding in it, and the winds are His messengers. The winds carry His message. And someone might say, well, that's just terrible. By what standard do you call this terrible? How do you know what's terrible and what's not terrible? How do I know? What standard are you using to say this is terrible? How do we know what's terrible and what's not? We don't know. We're finite. Someone will say, well, you're going to drive people away from God if you talk this way. Better for them to be driven away from the true God than hold on to a false God, thinking it's the true God.
Amen.
Jesus said, all that the Father gives to me will come to me. You're not going to drive away the one that Jesus is drawing to Himself.
Amen.
Plus, Jesus did this in light of great calamity. This was His response, as we're going to hear in the sermon. This is what Jesus did. The question is, why? Why did He direct this tornado? And why did it land where He landed it? Why do bad things happen to good people? You've been in this church long enough. You're going to know that the answer is, there are no good people.
Amen.
I know that's cliche, but you got to think about that. There's Romans 3 says there's none good, not one. There are no good people. Why do bad things happen to good people? There are no good people. The question is, why does anything good happen to any of us ever?
Amen.
Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Hebrews 9:27, after death comes judgment. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. We've all sinned. The wages of sin is death. One sin equals death.
That's right.
Death equals judgment in hell. Why are we still breathing? Why are we still here? Anybody sinned? All have sinned. And we survive. We live. We have common grace. And we should be dead in hell right now. Do you think about things like that? We should be suffering punishment from God right now. We've sinned against a holy God. Sin brings death and judgment in eternal hell. We all should have been killed a long time ago, and we all should be in hell now for our crimes against this God. We are evil, and none of us deserve to live. The question's not, why did God send this tornado? Listen, the real question becomes, why didn't He send it a long time ago?
Yeah.
Why didn't it kill more people when it came? Why didn't it level more houses? Why didn't it come sooner, travel faster, hit harder, or stay longer? Why is it gone right now? This tornado was just a glimpse of God's wrath that we all deserve. Why are we still alive if we deserve death like the Bible says? The norm should be the tornado, not the flip. Why has God been so kind? Why is it gone? Why didn't it last longer? Romans 2:4 says, His kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. God sends the tornado to wake you up. Christians need to train themselves to be weaned off the world. To put your treasure where it really matters, on things above where Christ is.
Amen.
The lost need to know that God was kind to send this tornado, this wake-up call.
Amen.
And He's also kind to stop it so that you can look at His kindness and repent and believe the gospel.
Amen.
That's why He does it.
Amen.
While this tornado was just a glimpse of what we all deserve, it was also a glimpse of the wrath that was poured out on one, Jesus, when the earth went dark for 3 hours.
That's right.
He who knew no sin became a curse so that we can be saved.
Amen.
The tornado that happened was a glimpse of what the Father did to the Son so He could save you.
Amen.
Right.
You need to see that.
Yeah.
You need to see God's mercy and His grace, His wake-up call. This should have happened a long time ago, and it should have been more widespread, but God's good.
Amen.
Amen.
And as a last word, it's not going to always be this way. In Revelation, He says there's a new heaven and a new earth coming for those who are saved. For the first one and the first earth had passed away. The sea was no more. John saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. It came down from heaven, from God. It was prepared as a bride ordained and adorned for her husband. And John said, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with man. He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, no crying, no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Right.
And He that was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new.
Amen.
That's what's coming one day.
Amen.
We have reason to worship this morning.
Amen.
All right, we'll be back on the other side with analysis of the sermon clip on one side.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
It is useless to resist us.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Inside. Jeremy from Kentucky here, and this is your Wednesday night spiritual health and wellness. And as per usual, I include sermon clips. This time from one of our great, well-spoken local pastors responding to the tornado disaster that hit West Kentucky and parts of West Tennessee, as well as some other states. But I guess with Mayfield being highlighted as some of the worst destruction possibly in history, at least the history of the United States. So just to unpack that sermon clip a bit, you know, when you consider God's sovereignty, there's several reactions that you get from several different people. Most people will immediately go into defense mode and say, well, you know, that you're saying God is orchestrating it all and we're just robots. I mean, to view that type of view that we're all just robots, I mean, it's very infantile. It's a very infantile way, a childish way of viewing God's sovereignty. Similarly, you have those that view God as just rolling the dice and like winding up a clock or a toy and just seeing how it will go. That's equally as infantile, if not more so. There's a middle ground. We are finite. We react to God. God does not react to us. He is infinite. And as the speaker pointed out, knowing the beginning from the end. And so what's the middle ground? Well, I mean, as a finite being, I would never try to explain the infinite God. There's no way to do that. Our task, what we've been set here to do, is to bring glory to God and to live out our lives. And from our points of view, you know, things happen and we make choices. That's from our point of view. And we have to make those choices based on the wisdom of Scripture. If you're a believer on Jesus Christ, that should be your basis of viewing the world, your lens. That should be how you make all decisions. So again, to
to try to come up with some systematic theology to explain the infinite God, I think is futile, and many have tried and failed. I've never studied a systematic theology that completely explained it, because there is no such thing. But fortunately, we do have the scriptures, and even when we don't fully understand them, we should believe them and use them as a source of guidance. And I know some people would say, well, you know, they say God controls the weather, but what about HAARP and some events of the last three, 4 decades, events of the 20th century? I mean, I've never delved deep into HAARP, this idea of man controlling the weather and directing it. Even if it's true, let's work on the assumption that it's true. It is a relatively recent phenomena, just like man's ability to harness the power of the atom is very recent in human history. In 6,000 years of human history, nothing of the such has ever existed, but God even controls that. I mean, God could snuff the breath out of these scientists, if there are scientists that are able to even remotely or temporarily direct weather. God could snuff their breath out. He could eliminate all of their machinery, similarly to allowing man to control the power of the atom. I mean, he could stop that. You look at Chernobyl, Fukushima, natural disaster, you know, caused a tremendous meltdown. Here in 2009, in West Kentucky and West Tennessee and Southern Illinois, just a little bitty ice storm. Just, it rained really hard in February of 2009, and it was kind of warm, sort of like the weather that we've been having as of late. And then all of a sudden, you had a really quick freeze, and all of the water on the branches and the power lines froze and brought down branches and power lines and took power out for some people for up to 6 weeks. Just a very, very minor thing that completely and utterly disrupted humanity in this area. So you could try to make the point, well, look at all of this technology, look at HAARP, look at nuclear power, but God could stop it very fast. He could take that power away very fast, and man has that power because he has allowed it. That's what I'm talking about when you're viewing God's sovereignty, is understanding that there is a being that created matter itself. And if you could ever wrap your mind, if you could ever just even just a little bit wrap your mind around the fact that he created matter, everything else is elementary. Back on the other side with some more scriptures and maybe some headlines. Your calls. Call in and weigh in. I'm in plain sight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Pinpoint Sight, your Wednesday night broadcast, Spiritual Health and Wellness Edition, where we focus on the spiritual and on the Bible and Christianity. And I think it's a good outlet. I've really enjoyed it. Last night and today on National Bugle, I talked a lot of politics with Patrick. And I'm sort of able to compartmentalize and sort of focus on different things and different topics. And tonight's very important to me. I hope that it edifies you and that it is helpful you too. If you're a believer in Christ, and if you're not, I hope that you will be taught the gospel and that you'll repent and believe. If you want to call in, of course, the call in number is 512-248-8252. And I see we've got a few callers lined up here. I just want to mention this, and I've mentioned it before, Job chapter 1. If you read that, the entire book of Job is excellent, an excellent way to try to understand scripturally about God's sovereignty and what our response should be. And by the way, our response should be the response of Job. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I mean, that sums it all up right there. But if you read chapter 1, you know, Job had a huge family and wealth and riches. And his family would do a lot of parties, and Job would offer sacrifices on their behalf. It said that he was a righteous man that feared God and eschewed evil. And so you read also in the chapter that there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And if you read through, I'm sure some of you are familiar, because I've covered this before. Satan basically said, well, Job fears you and serves you because you have blessed him and you protect him. So notice that it's God who protects. It's God who puts the hedge around Job that keeps Satan from attacking. Satan has to ask permission to attack. Satan says in verse 9, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side?
You've blessed the work of his hands and his possessions and have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and surely he will curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. So on the one hand, it's acknowledged in the scripture that the Lord would have to stretch out his hand and touch Job. But yet, in the scripture, God turns it over to Satan to do the actual evil, because, you know, God, that's why evil is allowed to exist. It's not only to punish other evil, but it's also to test the righteous. And that's what the entire book of Job was about, was the test of the righteous man Job. And we see that even God allowed Satan to take the health from Job. And he sat in the ashes and scraped the sores off of his body. And his friends and even his wife, the treacherous female that he was married to, turned on him. But Job himself never turned on God. And so Job passed the test only by the grace of God. And Job learned a great lesson of the power and sovereignty of God. I hope that we could all learn that. So I wanted to point that out, that there is this truth in scripture that yes, God brings the evil, he brings the storms, but he does so by simply lifting his hand. He ceases from restraining evil and allows the evil to happen for a greater purpose. Maybe a hard pill to swallow, but a pill that you need to swallow nonetheless. Let's go to our callers now, and we got a lot of them, so let's move through this rapidly. Talking to you, Reb from Colorado. Let's try to move rapidly and get to your
point. On First Team Bubba Scout Reb, VultureSquadron.com, the wrath of the Almighty. Don't believe it, and you can have your shooting irons out there, but we're on the front lines. This is a replay of what you talk about. Everything is a condensation of what you. We're on the Eastern Front now. And your Goebbels, that's what Republic Broadcasting is now. The Goebbels of the Third Reich, but now the Goebbels of the Republic. And what you talk about, they lied to those people. They said, the Eastern Front's going well, as they were crushing them. They were making all the wrong things. And we believe the high command tried to get rid of Der Fuhrer at Wolf's Lair, that story. But we're the wrath of the Almighty. And we look at people with their shooting irons as the desperation of the wicked, because they won't turn from their wickedness. We tell you the truth. This is it. We're the top of the government, and we're ready to test the greatest power. Whereas the Goebbels people, they said, oh, we'll win the war. They were developing. They didn't have it. And they had their armies wiped out, and they were coming to Gliwice, and people called back to the home front, and they said, hey, they're at our door, the Red Army, and they still didn't believe, and they didn't turn from their wickedness. And that's the same thing now. It's wickedness that covers your eyes and don't let you see. That's what it is. You can have your shooting irons, but you will not succeed, because it's desperation. You don't do desperation. Learn from those people from the left coast. He calls in from Washington State, from Vancouver. He knows all the history, but he didn't learn from it. And that's why, get our name out. Put our emblem out. Don't shut up about us. You people out there, you're not willfully misleading, and you're not wrong about your scriptures. But learn and turn. Do not blind yourself. That's what we are. We're the wrath of the Almighty. When we tell you that, it's the truth. When we got to this position, it wasn't an accident. If you believe in your book, it's not accidental. And all the development, nobody's going to use it for victory. We're the only ones on the top of the Joint Chiefs page. Mike saw it for victory and order. Nobody says that, because we're the...
Let me start real quick.
That's what we put all... You got to turn from it. You got to take the blinders off your eyes. Don't look down. Look forward. And that's what the rep...
I hate interrupting anyone. I really do. But you don't... You don't take a breath. I mean, you got a lot to say.
You said talk.
Let me rephrase what you said to see if I understand it. So the people that are saying that America will overcome, they're like the Goebbels the propaganda machine of the National Socialists saying, you know, we're going to beat this, we're going to overcome. But the reality is that, you know, I guess the Germans were destined to be taken down. But I guess what you're saying is that there is a remnant of Americans, the patriots, that may perhaps God will use to execute judgment. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, there's a remnant. We're part of it, and we know what we're doing. And we got the greatest firepower. They didn't have it. They developed too slowly. Yeah, they had the. They developed the, what do they call it, the ME-262, a twin jet engine. But it was too little, too late. They got the V-2 rocket, but it was a little too late. They didn't split the atom. But they had the heavy one. We know all about it because we were around those people, and they told us in the 1950s, yeah, their Fuhrer was sick. They should have got rid of him. He was losing. He was wrong. And the propaganda was all he was believing his own propaganda and lies. And that's repeated here. Also, look at that Crumbake telling the American people we're losing the war in Vietnam in that 68 offensive when they annihilated the whole army of the North Vietnamese. The NVA had nothing left. 6 Marine divisions at the Z, and he lied to the American public to push those freaks in the streets with the Hanoi flag and the Viet Cong flag and the Cameron sickle. That's what he was doing. He was bringing them up and tearing America down. It's happened over and over again. So we learned from that, and we're on the front line. We're the Eastern Front, even though we're west of you, and that's the. It's a symbolism. It's the same thing. And when the wrath of the Almighty calls out and says, strike them down, don't turn from that. Make us do our job. We're calling out. That's why we're here.
I'm going to respond, Rip. I'm going to respond. And again, I hate to interrupt you, but you've got so much to say. It's just hard to get there. Let me respond, and then we're going to move on to callers. I mean, I think that the sins of the American empire have reached with the murder of babies, the homosexual marriage, the child trainings, and all of that. It's reached heaven, and America is under judgment of God. And while we should obey the Constitution that God has put over us and form constitutional militias to protect ourselves and our families, that's totally legit. I would not try to overthrow this system because God has ordained a judgment on this country, and it's in the form of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And all of the other things that are coming down on us. And so that judgment, I believe, is going to be executed. And I would not put your faith in a militia. I would put it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Reb, that's all I've got. You can call back another night.
I just want to say one more thing. Just don't regard this as an overthrow. Regard it as restoration of order by all force necessary. We're crushing rebellions. We're not for rebellion. And that's what the mighty Yahweh is. He crushes rebellion. So don't turn away from us.
I don't think that this republic can be restored. I think it's under judgment, and God has spoken.
And we're not restoring anything until order is put forth. Order.
We do got to move on. We do got to move on, Reb. I appreciate the call. I'll always give you freedom of speech. And anyway, let's go on to Dan from Washington. Maybe Mike, if you're cool with it, we can skip this next break and get to our callers. Dan from Washington, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I was thinking of your area, Kentucky. You know, pretty good people up there. You know, so if you think of God striking, you know, punishing the area, you know, from the Christian perspective of sin, you might think of like murder. Is that area known for murder or excessive gayness or excessive robbery? I don't think
just respond to that real quick, Dan. Just respond to that because I've been asked this question before. Not West Kentucky, Graves County, and Mayfield. I mean, you know, in comparison to God, everyone is unrighteous compared to God. But like compared to other cities, there are other cities that would warrant the judgment of God more so than Mayfield. So I'm not saying that it's necessarily a judgment, but maybe a test. You know, Job was righteous in comparison to his other fellow humans, but he was tested. And so this whole thing, I think, maybe is a test to wake people up and to bring them together. And it certainly has. I mean, you see a lot of kindness poured out. But that's my response. Go ahead, Dan, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead and give me what you got.
Well, I think there's another sin, and that sin is a Zionist Christianity. And I think these people might start feeling the wrath of God, because for years, like John Hagee has said, those that bless Israel will be blessed. And they've been following this basically a cult-like mentality, you know, and they've ignored Israel ethnic cleansing their fellow Christians. They've ignored the tens of thousands of U.S. troops dying in these wars. They've ignored, you know, CIA and Mossad funding of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So I'm starting to think God, that's my theory, is that area might have an overabundance of Zio Christians, and like places like Dallas, Texas, or Georgia, or all these kind of, even the West Coast, Seattle area, all yeah. the big mega churches, these people might start feeling, because I think God's going to say, hey, look, if you can't understand the difference between the synagogue of Satan or the chosen people, then you're going to feel my wrath.
That's really a good point. That's really a good point. I mean, this area is, even though the majority of people around here are pro-life and, you know, pro-American patriot and for traditional marriage, they're not for the training agenda. Even so, they have a lot of faults, and they do sort of tend towards this Zionist, this worship of the secular state of Israel. And they forget that the chosen are actually those in Jesus Christ, Galatians 3. And so, you know, part of the test could be to wake those people up. I mean, that's a legit point.
Thanks. Yeah, it's my point. I think we need to add that to the list of sins or reasons God might start. I think these people are going to start feeling pain when they see their whole, when they find out they're not being blessed for blessing Israel, you know, that their whole society is collapsing and they're just going to not know why.
On top of that, so maybe, you know. On top of the Zionism, I mean, you have a lot of Trump worship in this area. And, you know, these people are so right-wing in their zeal to want just something different, like a change and a restoration of America as it was maybe in the 50s, they just got into this worship cult of Trump, who was really not a moral person at all and who had so many faults that we overlooked, you know?
Because they're not applying basic Christian ethics to their politics at all, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, just like George Bush or something, like, was he even a Christian? Did he act like a Christian? Was he a good person? You know, and so that's all I got. Thanks a lot.
That was deep. That was very Thanks. Deep. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's move on now. So we have Andy from Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, thanks, Jeremy, for taking my phone call. Hey, I'm going to come from the opposite side of the spectrum. I don't think God had anything to do with that tornado. I think it was geoengineering. I think it's man pretending they're God. I think they have enough control over this planet and the weather and the geoengineering that's been going on and stuff. But they're the ones who did this. And the reason why I think that is because look at the path of the tornado and look at the things that it destroyed. It destroyed a chicken plant. A manufacturer plant for chickens, I mean, a butcher shop, if you will, and there's several chickens everywhere that they had to kill and whatnot, and then all the grain silos that were hit and stuff, and we know that they can direct hurricanes, they can direct tornadoes, and this thing was completely out of the season, and it was one of the strongest ones ever. So during the season of tornadoes, you expect to see a Category 5 or something, sure, but when it's out of season, we don't see those, and we saw that. So I don't think God had much to do with this other than the fact that, you know, he let us have free will, and humans are running with their free will. Everything right now is got to be questionable, and, you know, to make this some sort of spiritual, okay, maybe that's a good thing, maybe that's the right answer, I don't know, but what I've seen from the destruction and how influently that it went through the neighborhood and destroyed a whole bunch of stuff, which they've been trying to do since COVID, get rid of our food supply. And you guys seem to be the center of our food supply in many areas up there. And it wasn't just one tornado. I understand there's like four of them that dropped down in the neighborhood. And so I think this was geoengineered, and I don't think God has any wrath against us at all. I think God's just waiting for us to come together as a human species and get back to Him. If we can come back to Him instead of just being these second-day Christians or these second-day religious people or these second-day spiritual people, instead, be a first-day person. Believe in God. Put your faith in God. There's no other reason why we're on this planet other than God put us here. And if you think that some sort of Darwin theory is what brought you here, you're absolutely wrong. I mean, just move your finger and do it while you're telling yourself to do it. Could anything else make it besides somebody bigger than you? I mean, look at the AI that they got going on. I mean, come on.
Let me respond real quick to that. Let me respond. And I dealt with this a little bit in my the short segment of the show. Let's work on the assumption, because I have not studied HARP very deeply, the idea that they can control the weather. But let's work on the assumption that they can. I'd be willing to work on that assumption because man has harnessed the power of the atom. That's major. So let's work on the assumption that they could harness this power of the storm. Do you think that these scientists, that these people can create matter?
Well, that's an interesting question. That would be something I'd have to research.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the overwhelming answer is no. I mean, So whether God sent the storm, I guess the point that I'm going to make is that God sent the storm one way or the other. Whether he sent it naturally, like he's done for thousands and thousands of years of human history, or whether he allowed man in his arrogance to send the storm. Just like, consider this, you know, Andy, God allows one nation to take over another. In the Old Testament, he allowed Babylon to take over Israel and to burn their temple and destroy Jerusalem. And God said, I'm going to ordain Babylon to do that. And then I'm going to punish Babylon for doing that. So, I mean, it could very well be, if men can control the weather, that God ordained them to do so as a form of judgment or test, and that he could have stopped them at this point.
So you think God ordained these devil worshipers to destroy the land of God-fearing people?
Well,
as
we
a
know
form of punishment for us not being in disdain with him?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense, Jeremy. I'll let it go at that. I just don't feel like God would be that revengeful. I don't think you guys in Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Ohio and such, I don't think you guys have been any worse than anybody else. You would think they'd send a tornado to Washington, D.C. Those are the guys who are perpetrating a whole bunch of stuff on us. I mean, if God really wanted to be vengeful, let's get the enemies of the people so we can get back to worshiping him, which is what we should have been doing. And government has spent a lifetime, at least my lifetime, taking God out of my life. And I had to find him in a different way because church didn't give it to me. The Bible gave me some sanctity, but it certainly didn't, because man wrote it, and we know there's some great people that wrote that stuff and whatnot. It's a great guideline, Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. In my world, I'm a spiritual guy, and I just don't believe that my God, he's not that kind. He is vengeful. He did say that in the Bible, but we don't know how vengeful he is. And I think he would be vengeful against the tyrants, not the people. Anyway, I'll let you go with that. You got other callers, too.
Well, thanks, Andy, for your candidness. I appreciate your call and your open-mindedness to listen. And just a quick response. I mean, like I said, no one is good, even the best of persons. That you think is a good American patriot, a person that stands against sodomy and baby murder, even that person is not good. And so my question remains, that the speaker echoed. You know, there are no good people. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, there are no good people. Why do good things happen to bad people? That's my question. Hey, let's move on to the last caller, James in Vancouver. James, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, good evening. Yeah, I listened to that pastor, and believe it or not, I think he's right on. If I were down there in Kentucky with you, I'd be going to listen to that gentleman speak. And there's signs all over the world now that bad stuff is coming. Up here now we got, since Christmas, we've had below zero temperatures, which is, you know, not usual for this place. And it's going to keep on going for a while. So if you want to know about energy and matter, it's E equals MC squared, which means energy is equivalent to matter and matter is equivalent to energy. So what you do is, if you want to create matter, you need energy to do it. But you can't create it from nothing. But
exactly.
God can do that. See, that's the whole thing, the whole backdrop thing.
Well, yeah, because God wrote that rule. I mean, where do all these laws of physics come from? Did they just happen?
Right.
Somebody, you know, somebody created it. Just like you would open a math book and you wouldn't say, well, all of these equations and the rules for the equations just happened. Somebody wrote them down.
The pastor said no one is good, but I can tell you I'm a good coward. That's not good either. So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, James. And I hope it's been a good presentation for you. Some pills, very hard to swallow. But swallow them we must. Hey, I'll be back tomorrow night with William Repellum on In Plain Sight. Then we're going to take a New Year's weekend break, Friday and Saturday. So you all contemplate the year and join us back tomorrow night with William, and y'all try to have a great New Year's. Stay classy.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the